Testing, mic check, 1, 2. We are in April time of the year, and I'm going to cover some things that it's kind of like a self-check-in of where I am in my life. So, first off, I've been doing Lyft, and it's left me in such a freeing state of mind, more calm than less stressful. With that being said, I've had to remind myself to give myself breaks, give myself a day off, give myself permission to not work. I guess part of that is being from New York, where like the mentality is to always work, hustle and grind. But it's also being at a stage in my life, I'm sure you guys can relate, where we have to accomplish certain things to be a self-sufficient person, individual, and adult. Person, individual. And yeah, I mean, I've really had a difficult first year. I won't lie about that, because first year is the hardest in anything, especially moving, because of the amount of learning and unlearning from, say, New York and learning in Florida. But I've been curious, because I actually let myself go by eating some things that I shouldn't be having. If you guys don't know, for me, that's like sugar. So I've actually had yesterday some sugar-related stuff because of, there was some temptation in the house. I actually had like a Snickers and some cereal, some Kix cereal, if you guys like Kix. What else? Some ice cream, but not too much on the ice cream part. It was more of the, you know, that sundae. It's a cone that has like chocolate on the outside and then like covered with like nuts. So I mainly ate the cone, not the ice cream itself, because the cream, it'll give me like sniffles and mucus and all that jive. But yeah, that, and then I had a Lenny and something, that cookie, that plant-based protein cookie. I had that when I came home with coming back with Hector, a neighbor of mine's, cool dude, real cool dude. And I'm very curious of how I haven't been noticing like certain symptoms of like bloating, or maybe some fatigue that I'll feel on my legs. But I've just been, it's like it's basically like my body has been stronger and more immune to these things, or it's been so used to it that now it's like, I don't know. It's weird. It's a strange thing, because you see a lot of bad reactions from it. And before, when I was doing well, I would get like this brain fog, or like this sluggish mind. It's like, you ever feel like your eyes are just cloudy? Or like heavy, your eyes, like that area, like that frontal area where you say where your glasses would be. It's like that. Well, anyways, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, like, well, I'll always talk about how sugar is like just a quiet killer for all of us, because it's a drug. It's something that can be easily accessible. I mean, hey, you can just have a dollar and go to any deli and just grab like anything that's cheap. That's your go-to, like a donut or some cookies. And nobody talks about it, so I'm talking about it. And it also affects our mind. Like, people, there's people out there that are eating this crap, and then they wonder why they have like ADHD or memory problems or forgetful and or ADD, and you know, are hyperactive or can't focus or can't concentrate. Or there's also people that they are so stressed out and have a lot of chaos in their lives that they eat their feelings. And just to feel good, they try to cover it up with a substance like desserts that is actually doing us more harm than good, because it ends up either creating these mental problems or physical problems. Because hey, there's some people out there like myself that may seem nice and thin, but if we eat these things instead of showing up on our body as fat, it'll end up affecting our brain. So that's actually where my disadvantage is if I eat sugar. Whereas for some, it'll go just to their body, you know, like it can be their stomach, their hips, their ass, etc. So I've been curious to know where these, how come I'm getting a lack of symptoms, but I've also been appreciative. It's allowed me to self-reflect. So by self-reflect, I mean like be able to look at myself and healthily critique it, because it's important that we have a healthy mindset of ourselves that's also realistic. For example, I was just thinking like, wow, like I just had a day where I ate, which was yesterday, a day where I ate like things that I shouldn't be eating. But and along with a few other times prior, since the temptation of my cousin and his friends being here for their spring break. But then I was looking at like, hey, this is way better compared to how it could have been in New York. Because in New York, I understand, like 2 weeks ago, it was still 20, 30 degrees. And I don't know about you, but I don't like the cold weather in this 20 to 30 degree weather. Do you? It's not cool. It's not enjoyable. There's not much one can do, in my opinion. I mean, hey, I'm looking at my backyard and I see people golfing. Old timers golfing. I mean, that's cool. So, but I had to put myself in the position to leave Florida to do that. That's the sacrifice that I made and risked, and I'm grateful for it. So again, I'm not trying to brag. The reason I share these things is to basically like help my listeners see and take what I share so that they can self-reflect in their own way to see any lessons that I learned that hopefully they can see through their own actions and experiences. I'm also been in a position now with Lyft that I've been getting more, what's the word I'm looking for? People wanting my time. So now I have to also, and even people wanting my time for fun. So this is where my ability to learn to say no and being constructive of my time is important, as it should be for everyone, you know? This path that I walk now of being my own boss, it's a path that I hope everyone can walk into, can develop, because it is so freeing, and it's just a whole different life when you're working for someone, because then you have to ask for your time off and permission and working certain hours and having to really, it takes a toll. It takes a toll on the brain, you know. It creates stress, and then I know there's people who will act out that stress by drinking themselves the end of their day, drinking themselves till they're drunk, to not remember, to forget. But that's also another form of just covering up the true feelings and emotions of the position that they're in and how they feel about it. I don't even know what to call this topic. I'm just gonna do the latest check-in and related to sugar. And yeah, I'm gonna get dressed and do some lifts because it's gonna be riding and it's gonna be raining today. And some people will need someone to rescue them. But anywho, this is Coach TC, and I hope this was useful for you. Have a great day.